Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today present a contrast by design, pairing a mid-40s pop songwriter and a young, classically trained violinist. Together, the two form a sonic alliance that creates beautifully dark songs. Please welcome Dickie.
Easy.
Dickie is on our stage for the first time, so to speak. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we are at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, where you find our live recordings most Friday afternoons during the year. On our stage, certainly a well-known face and beautiful vocals and original music that we know well. Dick Prawl is behind the latest incarnation of Dick Prawl's music.
Right.
It's Dickie.
It's Dickie because it includes not just me, but Christina Priceman on violin and vocals as well. So this has been the first time, I mean, really, since way back when I first started, when I was really collaborating with anybody. So, and that, even then, it was kind of touch and go. So
right.
She's added this whole new thing.
Well, Christina, welcome to this group. Dickie, and you have a self-titled album out. Titled Dickie, of course, and it has a blonde figure on the front. Is that anyone in the band?
It is not anyone in the band, no.
It is a mysterious photo. It's,
yes, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Dickie was formed, I understand, out of a great deal of sadness. You lost your mother and your stepfather in relatively a short time.
Yes. So in 2012, prior to the fall of 2012, I was, you know, all amped up to start recording again. I was out on the road working for a band called Wilco, and so I knew I had a good break coming up. And right before the end of that tour, my mother had a stroke, and then just a few weeks later, she passed away, and 3 weeks after that, my stepfather passed away, who really I grew up with. He had been my father since I was 7, because my biological father had passed when I was 4. A lot of macabre stuff. And just a few weeks after that, a relationship that I had for 14 years, you know, with a marriage had ended. So there was just a lot of things that happened within the 6 months period of time. And everything that I had kind of written before just kind of like went out the door. And in fact, right after my mother passed away was really when I started writing what is now
this
Dickie
record.
So this
new music just poured out.
Yeah, I think
from
it was,
that
you know,
the,
I couldn't
released.
Really think of anything else or deal with anything else or get out of the, you know, get off the couch. It was you know, obviously a tough period of time.
Sure,
to,
yeah.
To
well,
have
I'm
that
sorry,
all happen.
I'm sorry to hear about
cool. Thank
the passing
you.
Of your mother and,
thank you.
And stepfather. Let's go back to music. We'll have time to talk a little bit
sure.
later, but this hour is mostly about your music, the music of Dickie, and besides you and Christina on the stage, we have
behind me Mr. Chris Weller, a very accomplished saxophone player. He's got his own band, which is called The Hanging Hearts out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So he's playing keyboards with it. So sometimes he plays clarinet. And then we have Mr. Nez. We're just going to call him Nez behind the drums.
Just like Cher, you say. Why not?
The male Cher.
One name, one syllable. It's the way to go. Dickie is our guest this week. DickieMusic.com is where you can find out more.
Yes, DICKIE.
And let's go back to music. We'll talk a little bit later. Dick Prawl and Christina Priceman heading up Dickie here.
Thank you.
Things are gonna get a little weird today, a little weird today, a little weird. Things are gonna get a little weird today, a little weird today, a little weird. I'm going back to the moon. I'm going back to the moon so they don't see what it is I do. Hold me down in the parking lot. Hang out, see you. Shut your mouth. No one wants to hear when your words don't count. You're just a baby, I know. No one's gonna be there on your side. Things are gonna get a little weird today, a little weird today, a little I'll kiss better not get away. From the moon, and I'm coming back from the moon. I'll have my heart not cut it loose. Hold you down in the parking lot. We friends hang out, saying, shut your mouth. No one wants to hear when your words don't count. You're just a baby, I know. No one's gonna be there. mouthful of bees, letting you know, letting you know how I'll call it off when the world's for your cause, letting me down to the laws. I'll let you know. Hang out, saying, shout your mouth. No one wants to hear when your words don't count. And you're just a baby, I know. No one's gonna be there on your side. Things are gonna get a little weird today, a little weird today, a little weird. Things are gonna get a little weird today, a little weird today, a little weird. I'm going back to the moon.
Thank you. All right, this here song is actually the first song that I wrote after my mom passed. This is called Satellites.
How are you feeling? Wrapped up on the couch, waiting on your soldier to come around. How are you feeling now? Listening for the sound of some old-fashioned angel rustling. Your heart, you say you know, saves you those little scraps of time. Pay a bit of mind, you see. Satellites, do they turn the satellites before they go?
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
Dickie on our stage on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists, and we've been doing it since 2001. Java Blend shows are recorded before a live audience at Iowa City's downtown Java House most Fridays of the year. You can find out more about our broadcasts and our events by going to iowapublicradio.org. Now that I mentioned the genesis of Java Blend, I have to think, you know, back in the early 2000s, you were talking about when you were with your first band, and I am thoroughly still in love with the name of your first band, so to speak, even though I know it was sort of primarily you, the Starch Martins.
Yes, yeah.
And that would have been the early 2000s?
2001 is when that record came out, spring of 2001.
Love that. It's still in my collection and listened to often
well. Thank you.
So tell me, how did Dickie come together? From your perspective, of course.
We had Thanksgiving together 2 years ago at a showcase in Chicago. Dick Prawl and I met through a mutual acquaintance and friend. And we had a meal, and then we were both playing with... He was playing solo, and I was playing with a couple other artists. And he mentioned that it would be great to have violin, but that he has too many changes. So he hired me for a later date. I accepted, and then I ended up being like full-time kidnapped into this thing. I didn't really expect it or want it. I'm just kidding.
It just kind of happened. Now you've got, it really is a study in contrast, as I mentioned at the beginning. Dick, you are all self-taught. You grew up in Sheffield, Iowa, and it's kind of a chaotic house, but a creatively chaotic house, if I can put it that way.
Sure.
And Christina, you are classically trained in violin. Going back to how old did you start with the violin?
I was almost five, so I guess I was four. yeah.
If our math is correct.
Yeah. And
so a violin for you is as familiar as a spoon or a fork for the rest of us.
Yeah, my brothers played, and I was always dragged to music lessons, so it was bound to happen eventually.
Let's go back to music again from Dickie. Dick Prawl on our stage with Christina Priceman, Chris Weller, and Nez back on the drums.
It's a song called Happier Me. It's on the new Dickie record. Hope you enjoy.
Happier Me. Saw the post, I read the text, I got the notes, I get the gist to make a happier me. That it all goes better when the talk and it's only sleepy in my bedroom. And love I'm not prepared to what happens to me. I had a head, I had a heart, I paid the rent, I aced the part of God. What happened to me? Dizzy on my legs, on the pace I'm taking. Turned ugly colors, silhouettes and soldiers. Cool and coffee, but you made it such a pretty shade. Cool and coffee, you play waltz for promenade. Ain't it amazing how the skin can fade? Cool and coffee. Able to speak with words like cables pulling on my muscles so hard to repeat. In the conversations taking over there, calling up my old silhouettes and soldiers. Cool and coffee. smile gave by memory of some long and modest style. Though I still can deal polite praises, a tongue behind the door, letting them know, letting them all move on. So go, go. Well, they're telling for gold, for gold. Well, they're telling for gold, for gold. Well, they're telling for gold, for gold. Well, they're telling for gold.
A song called Unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable, unbelievable to you. I'm unbelievable, unbelievable to you. Stories get so tall and we're all just a bit confused. I'm unbelievable, unbelievable to you. Better take your medicine with food. I'm unbelievable, unbelievable to you. There's a tale to tell, a certified card in the mail, but you never that it's under your skin. You got a heart on for show. You're so tired yet the company grows. You never left till the morning. You never left till my heart was caught and bound. Simulate the benefits, only hitches if you suddenly perceive them. Breaking up the counterfeit, only sense it by the way the pose is leaning. Is it right or wrong? It's how long that it's held on to. I'm unbelievable, unbelievable to you. When your currency fell, you held your brand up by my vintage lapels. Would make your words impressive, but it never lasts long. Another softness exposed, get it settled by your mouth on my throat. You couldn't wait till the morning. You couldn't wait till the morning. I lift my head above and below right on time. Catch that silhouette crossing the battle line. Undone from my fail. No words and no trail. I laid my head above the pillow right on time. Ooh, 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 ooh.
It's my attempt at a sort of Roy Orbison vibe here. It's called In These Shoes.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, coming to you with another live performance from the stage of the Java House in downtown Iowa City. That's where you can find Java Blend performances most Friday afternoons of the year. Find out more about Java Blend, our broadcasts, and our events by going to iowapublicradio.org and looking for Java Blend. By the way, you can hear this broadcast. You can download it or listen to it through your computer, also at iowapublicradio.org. Dickie is on our stage for the very first time. Dickie is the latest incarnation of Dick Prawl, but now together with Christina Priceman, playing violin and chipping in vocals. Also on our stage, Chris Weller and Nez on the drums. Leading into the last few songs here, Dick Prawl, I wanted to ask you, that last song, you in These Shoes was the title? You said it was sort of inspired by Roy Orbison. What is a Roy Orbison song? How do you make one of your songs a tribute or inspiration of Roy Orbison's music?
Well, I don't write a lot of like lovey songs, like songs about girls, and I actually use the word girl in that particular song. So that's one element. And I'd say the other one is this guitar that I've never had with this little Bigsby on it that gives it that little tremolo sound, that little...
Yeah, try it out. Oh, there you go.
So that's all. I mean, you know, we're back. It's 1953, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah. So that's really more the guitar than anything. And I just had to use the word girl to give it up for Roy. I couldn't say woman because he already, you know, the pretty woman thing. I wasn't going to steal that. I'll steal other things from him, just not that.
Started off by mentioning that before... before you met Christina and before the songs in this album were written, you suffered the death of your mother and your stepfather, very close to you. I'm wondering, thematically, I love your lyrics. You obviously have put a lot of work into them and have a lot of fun creating the lyrics. What ties these songs together with what happened before? Or do they all have something to do with it or not?
Yeah, as far as this particular record, it's definitely from that point, from my mom passing up until basically we went into the studio for this particular recording in January. And there were a couple songs. In fact, In These Shoes wasn't finished yet. And that's kind of more hopeful. Like the last two songs I wrote, I'd met someone and fell in love. And that particular song was about that person. So I it's not completely macabre from start to finish. But I mean, I find, and a lot of people, I hide, as you and I have talked before, there's a lot lyrically, maybe things are darker underneath, like more pop kind of upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, just as a writer, I mean, that's how I, rather than just walking around looking at my navel all day long, kicking my shoes around, that's kind of how I deal with kind of purging those things out of my system and try to be a happy, fun kind of a guy.
There's a lot of really great images in your lyrics. A song that you're not performing today, 45, that's on this album. The images, I immediately heard it and smiled because I know we've had discussions about your youth growing up in Sheffield, Iowa.
Absolutely.
The commotion in your house with your other siblings. And that's right in the heart of that song.
Yeah, absolutely. That song was trying to take 45 years of my family and truncating into, you know, a song that wasn't going to take 45 minutes to play. So I'm happy in that regard, but you know, it's definitely again kind of a little darker feel, but brings us back to where, you know, my family. It's very much a personal thing, and it brings us all back to where we kind of came from.
Where do you hang out these days? You're not in Iowa. You still in Chicago area?
I moved to Cedar Rapids.
Back to Cedar Rapids.
A little over a year ago. Yeah, because I got close. You know, my sisters all live in Sheffield, where I grew up. So I just wanted to get kind of back closer.
Oh, nice.
It's funny, I see them just as often as I would in Chicago. So, you know, that's just the life of doing this, I guess.
All right. Dick Prawl with us. Dickie is the band. Find out more at Dickie Music. That's Dickie with an I-E. DickieMusic.com. It's a fabulous first album for Dickie, self-titled. Let's go back to some music. I don't know off this album, or what do you have for a few more for us?
Let's get weird. Let's try. We did an EP, or I guess I did an EP a few years ago, the Ink EP. So this is a song that's called Saline, S-A-L-I-N-E, not to be confused with Sailing by Christopher Cross. A fine song indeed, which does takes Nez away, most definitely. So this is called Saline. And thanks again for having us. Everyone here at Java and Ben and IPR, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Hope you dig.
Under the message you kept for yourself, your heart's getting tangled and pushed to the shelf of a bedroom wall. Oh, you're never lying down and catching up at all. When ownership passes from one silly thing to the next polyphonic song you couldn't sing, there's a crescent moon. So hang on and hang on and hang on and don't move. And don't move. You ride a nice wild horse on your sinking ship. You never hurt no one with your cuckoo grip. You got a great smile. Spine muscle locked and tight. You wanna show some mercy, but all your saline's dry. Your saline's dry. You never work enough to get yourself ahead. You're lying on yourself with a point of thread. Get you where you go. Hello, 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 hello. You hammered out a brightly colored plan. Using up those little plastic tiles. The test of failing. Save your self-control. Cell towers bending to catch every phrase of a well-crafted dialogue shot from a stage. Ah, you got them now. So hang up, turn it off, you're gonna run it in the ground. Ground. And you're a surefire hero in children's books. You give them 2-star service with 5-star looks. You're such a clean boy. Mission with deep set eyes. You wanna raise your volume and double up your size. Double size. You never work enough to get yourself ahead. Relying on yourself with Bonnie Perez. Takes you wherever. And hello, 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 hello. You hammered out a brightly colored plan. Using up those little plastic tiles. You never hurt no one with your kung fu grip. You got a great smile. Each fat muscle locked in tight. You wanna show some mercy, but oh, your saline's dry. Oh, your saline's dry. You never work enough to get yourself ahead. Relying on yourself, before.
Here's an old song as well. This is called Long Play.
Finishing up the hour with Dickie on our stage, Dick Prawl, along with Christina Priceman. That's the name of their new duo, band, I guess you'd
thing.
Say.
Thing. Outfit.
Speaking of new thing,
yeah.
you got this beard going now.
It's a giant beard.
It's a giant beard. I'm very envious. I could not grow a beard like that.
It's sheer laziness, Ben. I hate you.
For radio listeners, this, I guess we would call this... Would it be correct calling it a hipster beard?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. Absolutely.
I got some laughs from the back of the room,
yes.
But I guess that's right. No? Any other words that go better? No? Okay.
It's a compliment for Dick.
Is that a compliment to be a hipster?
Yeah.
When you're old like me, yeah, that's pretty. I'll take it.
I can't decide whether you belong in the next Lord of the Rings or or the latest Ten Commandments instead of Charlton Heston.
Could be, yeah, I could do that.
What would be written on your stone tablets, Dick?
Oh,
Kroll?
I can't repeat that on the radio. We don't want to do that.
I want to thank, on our stone tablets, definitely, Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, Mitch McAndrew, on that tablet, as well as our production assistant. And I want to ask you to join us. Well, we'll just sit out here and bliss out listening to your last tune here. Dick Prawl, Christina Priceman, Chris Weller on the keyboards, and Nez on the drums. And I know there's a lot of electronic things that I'm not accounting for,
there
but
is.
You guys sound wonderful.
Thank you.
Any closing words about what you have in store for yourselves the next few months?
Touring. I mean, we're just going to try to play as much as we can. I mean, 2015 is pretty much, you know, exhausted as far as what we'll be playing. But 2016, we hope to ramp it up and get everywhere we can. We'd love to go across the pond, as they say, do some European stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, you know, there's always hope about what you want to do, and then there's the reality, and then you make another record that's really depressing.
Christina says, speak for yourself, Dick. All right, let's thank Dickie one more time. A round of applause. Let's hear it
thank
for
you.
Dickie.
This is called Breathing Down My Neck Again. Are we bound to the bone? Are we better than that? Waking up to a dead set of speakers next to what we needed to get. I feel you breathing down. I feel you breathing down. Breathing down my neck again. I feel you breathing down my neck again. This stays with the morning, settle up and then go. So only 7 songs in the fine white day, and I'm up against the sun and the cold. I feel you breathing down. I feel you breathing down my neck again. I feel you breathing down my neck again. I feel you breathing down. I feel you breathing down my neck again. Oh, the lights of your eyes, they glow angry. All flashing the stops, but it's not gonna keep us around. No, we'll never keep this around. Tell me love's not sleepy. Tell me she's awake for the curve. Simply get along for the wise night shade. Working to the last of the nerves. I feel you breathing down. I feel you breathing down. Breathing down my neck again. I feel you breathing down. I'm a neck again. I feel brave. Thank you very much.